Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So parents, question. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Jordana Green, Paul Douglas. Is that, how was your vacation, buddy?
It was great.
Yeah?
Out of Palm Springs. Nice. Although I arrived, the worst flood in 70 years. They got 4 inches of rain in one day. All the roads were rivers. I'm the only one that can turn the desert into a flood.
It's kind of how you roll.
It's kind of how I roll. And no, it was great. Great area out there. Very nice. Got good. Up into the 60s. I sent you a quick weather update. Mm-hmm.
That I sent one back day. An expletive.
Yeah, I don't know what those words mean, but I...
Because do you really think that Dan and I need a weather update from Palm Springs, you jackass? You know how cold it was here?
I mean, I'll be honest. I wasn't paying attention to either one of you while I was off for four days.
So. Yeah, thank you, Dan. Thank you. No, I was I was just telling you that the rain had stopped and it was nice and it was 66 degrees and I'm okay.
Fantastic. We were shoveling, spinning out, freezing our patooties off. Great. Good times.
I get a big Effenheimer. I just was not feeling the love, but it was nice.
Make a note, when you go to Palm Springs, do not send me your temperature. You will not be happy with what you receive back.
What I did learn, though, people, locals in Palm Springs, they get the hell out of there by May 1st. Like, it's like a ghost town. People just get out of there because they're living in the desert.
We're going to talk a lot about that later in the show. We'll talk about these solar panels that are going mm-hmm. to be mandatory for homes in California.
California, yeah.
Even though it's worth it in the end because they're going to end up saving money, it is a big expense on the front end when they buy their home. So we'll talk if that's worth the trade-off.
Exactly. Should the state be mandating it or should it be market-driven?
We're going to start with the parenting question.
You've been kind of fired up all afternoon.
A little bit. Well, bet. Yep. All morning, I'm going to go with all morning. Having a conversation with some other moms and dads and about whether or not co-ed sleepovers are acceptable. And I'm talking about group sleepovers with, you know, six kids, you know, six boys, six girls, after a high school dance or whatever it is, you know, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th grade. They have a big dance at school. They go back to someone's house. They party at somebody's house, generally with the parents' home. And then they all spend the night, the boys and the girls together. And I heard about this for the first time last night and was shocked. I'm shocked that this goes on because it didn't go on when I was growing up. Now, I know that was like before the earth cooled, but regardless, it didn't happen for me. And it's not something that I want to happen for my children because I don't see any benefit to the co-ed sleepover. But I did receive, I received both sides because then I started taking up an unofficial poll of all my friends. I was calling people. I was texting people. I'm like, what is this that I don't know about? Remember, my oldest is 15, so I'm sort of new to the teenage thing. And I said, are co-ed sleepovers acceptable? And is this a thing that everybody's doing? And I got the range from, yes, it's okay because they're all friends and we trust the kids and one of the parents is home. To the other extreme, when I came in, we came in and Chad and Shaletta and Laura were here. And I said, okay, quick poll. Are co-ed sleepovers okay? And I think Shaletta, what was that response? Hell no! Chad bragged about his when he was a kid, but Laura said no. And what do you think? You had kids. They're grown now.
I had boys, and they would have been all for that. they would have been very pro sleepover. But no, if I had had a, you know, 14, 15-year-old daughter, not a million years do I think that's a good idea.
But, Dad, we're just friends, and everybody mm-hmm. else is going, and the parents are going to be there. But, Dad, come on. Yeah. I'm going to be the only one.
But when the lights go out, you're even better friends. Okay? I remember, right? I mean, the hormones are raging, and the lights go out, and God forbid a little alcohol involved, and the parents are upstairs. Do you think they would take every opportunity to explore?
Again, yes. This yes. is why I was nearly apoplectic when I heard about this. And that's rare that I'm speechless.
Or do you destigmatize it by putting the boys and girls together? Okay, it's not as big a deal. You know,
that's what I thought. I thought, okay, maybe I'm old school parenting and I'm really the worst mom ever and I'm the strictest one and she's missing out. But I can't imagine that anything good can come of this.
No.
Because these kids are thrust into a situation where, it's great that they're friends, but nothing good happens after midnight.
And even just the liability issues.
Uh-huh.
If something does happen.
Our phone number is 651-989-9226. Are co-ed sleepovers a thing? Have they been a thing for your kids? Is this, maybe you have younger kids, maybe your kids are 10 or 11. Is this something that you would sign on for? Would you be okay if it were in your home? Co-ed sleepovers, like after a school dance or a big weekend, is this okay? As I have girls and a boy, I'm on the side that this is not okay.
One of our listeners says, Jor, as a 58-year-old dad, father of three, all in their 20s now, it's only acceptable to have co-ed sleepovers if you're okay with the kids having sexual activity, because that is guaranteed to happen. If you don't believe that, you are out of touch of reality. Thank you, Lee. I tend to agree.
Thank you, Lee. I seriously had to do this gut check of, am I a bad parent? I spoke to my husband. I spoke to my ex-husband. His new wife, like, we all had to do this whole, we're not crazy,
no,
right?
No. And I don't remember going back many, many years that this was ever okay. Ever.
Hazel's in Richfield. Hazel, okay or not okay?
It's not okay. And sometimes I think there's a new generation. You know, we're setting our kids up for failure and stuff like that.
Yep.
No, I was raised in a home where, no, this is not okay, and I would never dream of it to be okay.
Okay.
Thank you for doing this.
Thank you
for outrageous.
Well, thanks for the gut check,
Hazel.
Because, again, I never was a parent before, and hopefully we're all a little insecure about parenting, and we ask questions, and it takes a village. And that's what I did. I went to that village. I started making calls, and I'm like, help me out. Help me out.
Yeah.
That's why we're taking your calls. John's in Northfield. John, help me out. Hi, John.
Hey, John. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, now I can hear you.
Okay.
How are you doing?
Go ahead,
Thank
John.
Thank you very much for the call. I think, I'm 59. I don't know. I guess I can. I don't know if it would have been okay for my kids, but no. I think, I almost think it's okay. I mean, to some extent that at least they're not going to be sneaking around. You know where they are. And, you know, I mean, if they're going to do that kind of stuff, they're either going to do it, you know. They'll sneak around to do it, or to some extent. I don't know. That's a toss-up, I think.
See, he makes,
I don't mind.
He makes a good point. John, and thanks for the call, and I appreciate you bringing
yeah.
that up, because parents will say that. And I believe that when there's, like, a drunk driving or something like that, you know, I know parents who have taken keys, put them in a bowl, and say, you're not leaving the house, you know, if they have a party
right.
at the house,
right.
and that's fine.
Yep.
But, you know, these younger kids, and maybe there's no drinking, just a sleeping at each other's house, I think you're putting them in a situation that they aren't ready for. You're fostering a situation that it wouldn't happen if everybody else was in their own bed, and nothing positive can come from that situation. You know, I'm taking, like, drunk driving and stuff out of the equation.
Yeah, you're teeing up opportunities, right? It just
Linda's in her car. Linda, okay
man.
Or not okay?
No, I'll tell you, I have a very interesting story. My youngest daughter was in her early tweens and was going off to an overnight with the Girl Scout.
Okay.
And when she came home from the overnight, I was told that the troop leader's boyfriend's son and the boyfriend slept at the sleepover.
Oh, boy.
No pre-warning at all. Now, this is 20, 25 years ago, but I was not a happy camper, and I was in touch with the Girl Scout office faster than you could shake a stick.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, Linda, I hear
you. Thank you, Linda.
I hear
you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Shaletta, before you leave the studio, you open that mic. Shaletta, co-ed sleepovers, okay, not okay.
Girl, no. Are you kidding me?
Oh,
I don't want to be a grandmother at
47.
Shaletta, it's just going to...
Co-ed sleepovers. Are you for real?
It's just going to happen anyway, right? I mean, you're just...
No. Stop you it. Must be. No. Stop. No.
And now we know how Shaletta feels
yeah.
about that.
Thank you.
You don't hold back, girl. You let
yeah,
it rip.
I just have to let it go.
She's the best. Thank you. I know you're busy, but I'm glad you walked in the studio because... I any words about this?
I'm just playing devil's advocate. If I had a 15-year-old daughter, no, I would tie her up prevent her. She would be on the sofa, and I would duct tape the phone into her hand.
I'm just going to mark the time.
She would not be able to leave the sofa. But she'd have her phone, and the TV would be turned on.
I was sweating a little doing this segment because I thought maybe yeah. I am a crazy woman.
No,
no you're not.
Not in a million years.
Well, no, I mean, she is. But it's not because of this.
Yeah, it's...
You guys are the best.
It's the meds.
I love y'all.
It's the meds.
I appreciate it. Okay, Adam, I got 20 seconds, Adam. Jump in here, love.
When I was a kid, back in the 90s, we had a couple of loopholes because some of my classmates, they had a brother and a sister, like, 1 year or 2 years apart. So she would invite her girlfriends over, and the brother would invite the boyfriends over.
Oh.
And then, hey, I'm going to stay at Levi's house. It was just coincidence that Sarah invited a bunch of her friends over, and that was our loophole.
Oh, Adam, you're freaking me out, too, because my little ones, my number two and number three, are a year apart in school. He's older, she's younger. Oh, yeah, Adam, now I have some mortzerous.
Unfortunately, Maddox is very responsible and doesn't cause any kind of trouble whatsoever.
Well, so how much of his brain is pork steak right now?
I think it's right now it's 60% pork steak and 40% cartilage. And by the time you turn 40, it just flips.
God help us all. My friends, it takes a village, and I appreciate you being my village. I'm going to do these gut checks with you every now and then because this parenting thing is really hard, and I appreciate you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.